Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you go and what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Well, welcome to the Situation Report, Monday, March 4th, 2024. This is Lieutenant Colonel Murray. My apologies for the late start. I was actually on a call. I'm about ready to lose my job, like a lot of other people in the U.S. just part of the situation we're in. And that was Sister Christian by Night Ranger, one of my favorite songs. That's actually, I haven't heard that in a long time. Seemed appropriate today since, you know, everybody's celebrating the SCOTUS ruling today. I don't know why people are surprised. I really don't. It's amazing to me how many people are like, it's a win. Well, they weren't going to rule any other way, because the 14th Amendment is not something the states can unilaterally decide to invoke to take somebody off the ballot. It's massively unconstitutional. And as you know, in Maine, the Secretary of State literally unilaterally decided, well, I'm just going to take Trump off the ballot. Let me remind everybody, we're a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. The Constitution is very specific about the way government is supposed to operate. And SCOTUS is supposed to rule along the lines of what the intent of the Constitution is supposed to be, not what their intent should be, not what their implied intent or their desired intent, the intent of the Constitution. And they weren't going to rule any other way. Where the rubber's going to meet the road when it comes to the election is simply, at what point do they take Trump off the board? That's literally what this is running down to, is what way, what form, and what mechanism are they going to use to take Trump off the ballot permanently? Whether that's shoot the guy, whether that's poison the guy, they are going to make an attempt on his life, probably in the next couple of months. And at the same time, people are surprised that Nikki Haley hasn't dropped out. Why are you surprised by that? She met with Jamie Dimon probably a month into her campaign. Then he goes on all of the talk shows and talks about that, how she's a fiscally conservative candidate, humma, humma, humma. They told her that she's going to be the nominee and they are going to remove Trump from the ballot and they are going to put her in place and install her as the president. They told her that. It's the only reason she's still in the race. But now there's this rumor that she's going to switch parties and she's going to run as a Democrat. Doesn't matter. The point that people need to realize about Nikki Haley is that she's not the ideal candidate. She's not even the candidate. But she fits the trend that they've established and put into Europe. And if you followed me for any period of time, you would have heard me say everything that the elite want to do, they do in Europe first, specifically in the UK, and then they bring it here. And they've installed in three different countries Indian prime ministers. And they want to install an Indian president here. They've installed Indian CEOs in some of the top Fortune 100 companies across the planet. That's no coincidence. There's a reason they're installing these people into these positions. That has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with control and manipulation. And you don't think that Nikki Haley's owned? Every congressman, every legislator in Washington, D.C. is owned by somebody. And they're sold to the highest bidder. What we care about is, doesn't matter what SCOTUS rules. It doesn't matter which candidates they put forward. It doesn't matter who they hype up the most. What matters in the election is who's doing the counting of the ballots. Who's actually managing the vote. And who is overseeing the counting of the ballots. Everybody's forgotten that. We went through this whole process of doing an audit in Arizona, which we thought was going to be the stamped out method of choice to audit every single state in the country. And nobody's paying attention to the fact that we haven't fixed the county. We haven't fixed the counties. And until we fix the counties and the counting stations, it doesn't matter who runs, who doesn't run, how they run, how often they run. It doesn't matter. The thing that matters is who's controlling the county. Until we get that under control and we get rid of the machines, it doesn't matter who the candidates are. And Trump said the quiet part out loud. Our only plan is to outvote the cheat. Okay, we've tried that before. Let me take you back to November 8th of 2022. That was Carrie Lake's plan. How'd that work out for her? This stops, ladies and gentlemen, when we stop it. The call to action here is to get involved in the local election process. To make so much noise in your local district that they can't help but listen. And then if they don't listen, full stop. We stop everything in our county. Everything. Nothing rolls. Nothing moves. If that doesn't work, then it's a call to arms. But the reality of the situation is, as much as I want to say that all of that's going to have effect, you're seeing two things happening right now that are signal that nobody's paying attention to. The first one is the disclosure around what John Brennan and Barack Obama sent a classified letter to Five Eyes requesting not only spying, but spying and surveillance on a political opponent. That's treason. That disclosure is massive. That disclosure happened in February. I said a year ago that starting in June of 2023, we're going to start seeing these disclosures happening. Why? Because the piece that people have forgotten about is that the Davos crowd, the Eurofag crowd, the Royals, they're all aging out. And there's a group of millionaires and billionaires, both here in the U.S., in Canada, and in Europe, that haven't been invited to the table. And they are in self-preservation mode. And they are fighting desperately to maintain our way of life and maintain the value of the dollar and disrupt everything that's going on from the city of London to Rome to the U.S. And that drives disclosures. And those disclosures started around the Bidens and the Biden malfeasance, the classified data, the mishandling of classified Barack. And all of it happened in a sequential order. And then you lead up to, not only was Barack Obama gay, but Barack Obama was the one that masterminded the entire Russia collusion story. He's the guy that masterminded the surveillance and spying on the Trump campaign, which, by the way, is illegal, not to mention treason. So what do you think's coming next? The next order of battle here, the next piece that they're going to drop is going to be something to do with his direct involvement or the Biden direct involvement or the entire Klan's involvement in the steal in 2020. That's coming. You don't drop a classified letter that implicates a former president, where if you want to call him a sitting president, you can call him a sitting president. Nobody thinks that Joe Biden's in charge of anything except a sippy cup. You can make the claim that he's still a sitting president and he was the one that masterminded all that. So what do you think's coming next? That he was directly involved, gave direct orders to conduct the cheating for 2020. And I would propose to all of you that the cheating in 2020 was not about the presidential election. It was about the down ballot. They wanted the Senate. They want to control the House, and they want to control the local legislatures, and they want control of the judicial. And that's exactly what they got in 2020. If you look at Arizona is a red state. It's not a blue state. And Arizona is as red as it can be. Get away from the flood of California retards that have moved into Phoenix. What they did is they went into all of the major counties and all of the major swing states and installed all the right people into the county recorder, the secretary of state, and even the governor. And here it was Doug Ducey as the governor. It was Katie Hobbs as secretary of state. Now she's supposedly the governor. She's been installed as the governor. They did exactly what they did in Washington State. They installed the right people in the right places. They changed the voting system, and then they started to install the anointed ones. And all of this was done with the knowledge and help of the Republicans in this state and the Republican establishment at the national level. None of this was done without their knowledge. I've been told more than five times just in the last 2 years that there was a five-year plan to turn the state of Arizona blue, and everybody in the Republican establishment was on board with it. And who was on watch when all this happened? Karen Fann. Karen Fann is the same person that unilaterally signed an agreement with the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors when their back was against the wall, that gave them an out and gave them no accountability for the machines. And just the cursory review by Cyber Ninjas showed that there was 800 anonymous connections to all of those servers across the state of Arizona. 800. That means there's 800 IP addresses from all over the planet that were connecting to that machine during the election. And she knew about it. And this is the same woman that supposedly the leader of the Republican Party and the Senate Majority Leader. Does that tell you that the entire system is compromised? Absolutely it does. And it was on her watch. And the fact that she signed that agreement and there was no accountability, and the fact that there was no law enforcement associated with that. Again, Adrian Fontes is now the Secretary of State, and Chris Mays is the AG. At the time, who was it? It was nunchucks. And guess what? He did nothing. Now he's at a swanky law firm, got his partnership. They all got paid. And they got paid through real estate. Their houses sold for above market, mostly to the cartels. That was brought out in the Senate hearing, which got Liz Harris thrown out of the Senate. All of that happened in a year and a half, 2 years. None of that's a coincidence. So until we fix that system, it doesn't matter who runs, because the system is completely corrupt. And I don't care what Wendy Rogers has to say. Wendy Rogers is the same person that rolled around the state, all over the U.S., on Bannon several times, cheerleading, yay, we need election reform. You know what she did? Nothing. She did jack squat. Not only did she do nothing, she wouldn't even answer the question when it was posed to her. Do you think there was election fraud in 2020? She wouldn't answer the question. This is the same woman shamelessly, opportunistically running around the entire country, generating funds for her campaign. She did nothing. You know what she spent her time doing? She spent her time in a dick waving contest with Kelly Townsend, who, by the way, I helped get out of office. I told her the same thing that I told Wendy Rogers. If you guys don't get involved and sort out the voting situation, I'm going to break it off in your ass when it comes to the election and make sure you never get voted in again. And what happened when Kelly Townsend ran? They voted her ass out. And that was because of me. And you should have seen my phone light up the day before the election. Every candidate in Arizona wanted to talk to me. I wonder why that is. I'll tell you. Until we do something about the douchebags that are in office right now, and all of them are douchebags. There was a list of Arizona senators that went to Israel on Israel's dime. Think there's a conflict of interest there? Nothing's changed. And the person I blame for all of this is Karen Fann. She had the power, the authority, and she had the scope to fix all of these problems, and they had the votes in the Congress to literally outvote the governor's veto, and they didn't do it. And they're like, oh, we'll get them next time. They knew better. So when you hear somebody say, we'll get them next time, it's a bunch of BS, because they had the opportunity and the votes to do it in 2021, and they did nothing, absolutely nothing. So And what I'm answering is, I'm answering the question about why I don't care about politics and why I stopped covering politics and talking about it. It's very simple. After November 8th of 2022, when they blatantly stole that election, the second American Revolution started on November 9th of 2022. And I don't give two shits who runs in the office. I don't care who the renter in the White House is. I don't care who's in Congress in D.C. I don't care who's in the House in D.C. As far as I'm concerned, they're all fucking traitors. Every single last one of them. And every single one of them is going to stand trial for treason when this is all said and done. Because it was on their watch that this was allowed to happen. Just like Ducey and Greg Abbott and the rest of the malcontent governors allowed this invasion to happen. Every single one of them goes to prison. They stand a public trial and they spend the rest of their lives in prison. Specifically in Gitmo. Let them rot down there. If it was up to me, I'd let them rot down there without shoes, without shirts. I'd make them run around in a diaper like they did with Saddam Hussein. So that's the first question. The second question is, when do I think things are going to kick off? This month. Because what's happening right now is the elite are slowly losing control of the narrative that they have in mainstream. And everything that they've done right now has been usurped, for lack of a better word. Every time they get disrupted, every time their plans are disrupted, they have to reset. They have to adjust. And they don't have a vision for what they want this to look like on the other side of this. They only have a vision for the control, the power, and everything else. But they don't have a vision for this is what I want society to look like. And that's why all of their plans are being disrupted. So they're going to take more dire measures. And by the way, I was asked about this fire in Texas. Do I think it was a space-based laser? Because there's the videos of the green laser. I don't know. But I can tell you that the reason why northern Texas is on fire is because it's primarily where the cattle are grown and moved and graze. And that takes away a huge amount of land and kills off a huge amount of cattle. Just like all the chicken farms that have burned up mysteriously, all the cattle farms that have burned up mysteriously, that's not a coincidence. They're trying to create a famine like they did in the 1920s in Russia. It's the same deal. They want control of the food supply. They want control of the fear factor so they can drive an emotional response so everybody signs up for their control system. But here's the reality of the control system that they're trying to implement. They want you to sign up to own nothing, to eat what they tell you to eat, to take a vaccine when they tell you to take it, to live basically in a tiny house, to have no family. They tell you when to go to work, when not to go to work. And if you don't follow along, they shut you off. So here's the reality in that situation. You have nothing to lose. Nothing. Because if we allow them and we quietly go into this control grid, your life's over anyway. It doesn't matter at that point. They have complete control of you. And a Eurofag, supposedly a Jew, Yuval Harari Cohen, is the guy that's going to do all the experiments on humans. They want to turn everybody into lab rats. I'm not going to fucking live like that. There's no way I'm going to live like that. There's no way I'm going to acquiesce to that kind of control. Fuck that. I didn't do a combat tour in fucking Iraq and watch a bunch of people get vaporized by roadside bombs to let some Eurofag dipshit tell me that I have to eat bugs and live in a trailer. Fuck that. That should make your blood boil. But here's the thing about it. They're not the people behind all this. They're the front men. They're the middle managers. We need to find out and dox who the belly buttons are that nobody's ever heard of that's behind this, that are the deep dark, that are calling the shots. We need to dox every single fucking one of them And we need to make sure the world knows exactly who's pulling the strings here. And then we need to hunt him down and we need to put him on a public trial for crimes against humanity. And it needs to be very public, along with all their crimes. Which brings me back to disclosures. The reason why all of this is important and the reason why I'm fired up about this is very simple. Those disclosures are coming. And I'm not talking about Epstein. I think Epstein is recycled garbage. Yep, we're going to release the list. Yep, we're going to release the list. Here's the flight logs. Here's the flight manifest. All they've done is water it down now, so nobody believes it anyway. The only way people are going to believe anything about the Epstein situation at this point and convince anybody about anything related to any of the actors, other than the Clintons, Prince Andrew, and then the five or six people they've named, the only way that's going to happen is somebody has to drop the doomsday tapes showing these people molesting children or dismembering children or hurting children. The moment they do that, the entire world shifts. And I do not see that happening, at least this year. I see that happening post things turn to shit. Because look, they're going to lose control of the situation. These disclosures are going to come out over the next several months, probably over 3 or 4 months. And some of them are going to shock part of the population. Others won't be shocked. Some will just not care. And then there's going to be a host that won't believe it no matter what. But at some point, they're going to get desperate. They're going to do something stupid. And then they're going to lose control. When they lose control, guess what? The press isn't safe. The judiciary is not safe. None of them are going to, politicians aren't going to be safe. And I'm kind of surprised we haven't seen politicians disappear already. Because the blatant malfeasance is unbelievable to me. They're literally all, and this is the part that kills me, is I can't believe Americans are okay with this. I'm listening to people that are blatantly saying, we're going to do whatever we need to do to get Trump off the ballot and to make sure Republicans aren't on the ballot. That should make people's blood boil. They're like, it'll work out. Really? How's that going to work? How does that work out? It's, I don't know if it's apathy or if it's stupidity. I don't know what it is. But Americans should have been up in arms about this last year. And that's not even the economy. I'm not even talking about the economy yet. The economy is the next part of this. So you have an economic system that is teetering on collapse, which is completely manipulated. The COMEX is completely manipulated. If you look at the price of gold should be over $4,000 or $5,000. Price of silver should be over $200 an ounce. But yet they keep suppressing it. They keep suppressing it. It's like Bitcoin. They keep suppressing the Bitcoin and they keep manipulating Bitcoin now because JP Morgan and all the banks have invested in it, that you don't know what's true and what's not true. And the other part about this is that you have these, all of these systems failing all at the same time. Then you have the desperation and then the elite not wanting people to know what they've been doing. And all of that is going to come to a head. And I think it's going to start this month and it's going to escalate through next month. And then we'll see something kinetic in the fall. But this system can't continue the way it has. And I'm amazed every day. Like today, my brother's here in town and we're out at lunch and I'm looking around and people are just blissfully unaware of what's going on and what's coming. And, I know everybody's tired of waiting. Like, let's get on with it already. I know everybody thinks that, but we want the system. We want to nudge the system to collapse out of their control. We want to do everything in our power to make everything they try to do very hard and out as much as we can, as fast as we can, so it disrupts their plans. Every time we do that, and look at what's happening with the COVID vaccine narrative. That is coming out more and more and more that the vaccine is not only dangerous, but it was designed to kill people. That's coming out almost every day. They can't run from that anymore. And that avalanche is growing and growing and growing. And pretty soon it's going to turn into a tidal wave. And we're going to see millions of people that have gotten that shot that realize all in one moment that they have nothing left to live for. They have nothing to lose because they signed their life away when they got that vaccine. And I've talked to dozens of people who said to me, did you take the vaccine? I'm like, no. I not only said no, I said, fuck no, I'm not taking that. And when I was working for a company that was like, you got to list your vaccine status. Okay, here's my vaccine status. Go fuck yourself. And they kept putting pressure on me. And I'm like, you're not getting this. You want to fire me? Fire me. But you're going to write me a big check because I'm going to sue you when I leave here. And oh, by the way, my vaccination status is none of your fucking business. You're an HR person. You're not a doctor. Go fuck yourself, you control freak. And finally, they backed off. And I put so much pressure on the CEO and the CFO that they finally backed off because they realized that not only was I serious, but I was organizing at the ground level. And all the employees that were around me were all on the same sheet of music. They had a mutiny on their hand. And I've talked to so many people that said, well, I took the shot just to keep my job. And, you know, I've heard that. I've heard that from a lot of different people. And I'll tell you this. I was in the place, I was right there in the same place I am right now. And that is, you take all my shit, you can take all my money, but you will not tell me what to put in my body. You won't tell me what food to eat. You won't tell me where I can plant food. You won't tell me where I can grow things. You won't tell me where I can live. You're not going to tell me any of that. And if it comes to and I have to pick up arms, so be it, motherfucker. But you are not going to control me like cattle. And you have to draw a line in the sand. This is why, and I asked this question for almost a year and a half. What is your line in the sand that is going to make you pick up arms against this government? Because it's not going to, you're not going to be picking up arms against the federal government. You're going to pick up arms against your city and your county. Because that's where the preponderance of the useful idiots are. And you're going to have to decide, what's my line in the sand? Pima County right now is trying to pass an ordinance to the Board of Supervisors to eliminate the ability for people to own guns in the city limits or the county limits. Massively unconstitutional. And at what point do you decide that's enough? I've had enough. At what point do you decide that the cost of losing my life is way less than living under this rule? Because that has to be your line in the sand. I'll tell you what my line in the sand. It's very simple. You hurt my kids, I will fuck you up. I will bring down a reign of terror on you that you never saw coming. In fact, I will put the Cujo Vulcan mind fuck on you and you will never recover from it. And I've said that to several medical doctors. You have to draw a line in the sand and you have to be willing to follow through, because what's in front of us is communism and jackbooted thugs. There is going to be no shortage of jackbooted thugs. Go to Washington State, go to Oregon, go walk around and listen to how many people in Oregon and in Washington are card-carrying fucking communists. You know, Ronald Reagan tried to warn us in the 60s. That liberalism becomes communism. And he was right. He was spot on. He tried to warn us and tell us that liberalism is a guise for socialism and communism. And literally, these useful idiots believe that communism was done wrong by Russia and by China. That's what they believe. That's being taught to your kids in school. In fact, some of the January 6 prisoners right now, their kids turned them in. So you got to ask yourself, what's the line in the sand? At what point do I draw a line and say, I've had enough. It's time to go after the people in this county and in this state that are causing these problems. And once you make that line in the sand, you'll stop being scared, because they're going to bring the rain anyway. They want to slowly burn everybody into this control grid and take away all your assets. You think it's a coincidence right now that a preponderance of white Americans are out of work and they're hiring minorities and they're pushing this DEI agenda? That was the whole point of it. The whole point of it. So Obama comes in 2008 and he says, I don't want to take your guns. I don't want to take your freedoms, blah, blah. Well, what did the motherfucker do? Decimated the military, went after the Second Amendment, created a bunch of false flags, and then went after your children. And what is he doing right now? He's trying to destroy the middle class. He's trying to destroy white people and create a race war. And in certain cities, he's been highly effective at it. They want to slowly burn you out of your house, your mortgage, your savings. Exactly what happened in 2008. 2008 was the test bed for what they're doing right now. Only it's a slower burn. They didn't collapse the markets all at once, and they didn't collapse the real estate market. But you think anybody's buying a house at 8% interest? You think anybody is selling a house at 8% interest? Do you think anybody's moving across country? It's too fucking unaffordable to move to a city to take a new job unless you make $250,000 a year. And, oh, did I mention that most of the mean salaries are on the, they're going down? There's no coincidence there. This is a slow burn to run people out of money. It's a slow burn to run people out of food. Every single one of these activities was planned years ago, and you're seeing it come to fruition. That's why I say you need to draw a line in the sand right now and decide what is your catalyst that's going to make you pick up arms against the useful idiots in your county. Because the only way we're going to take back our country at this point is when people start banding together and they put their pet issue aside and they band together for a common cause. And that common cause should be taking back your county and your city so that you can protect your children. Because the other thing that they're coming after, and they're doing this in all the blue states, they're going after kids. They're making it illegal for parents to parent and to decide and lower the age of consent so that they can drive this trans narrative into kids that are too young to know better. That's not a coincidence. This is a plan. And I'll be honest with you, I'm fucking sick of conservatives telling me that I'm going to give it up to God. You can do that, and you can watch them take your kids away, or you can get involved. It's your choice. You can sit quietly and watch them fuck you over, or you can get involved in your community, and you can start increasing your sphere of influence and increase your line of sight and start putting two to two together to figure out who in your community you need to get out of office, or better yet, use a constitutional sheriff to arrest them for fucking treason, or you can sit by and watch your country go to shit. It's your choice. There's no running away from this. There's no place to hide. There's no safe place. This is the fight. You can be in the fight, or you can spend your time doing what the left is doing. They're all wrapped up around abortion and reproductive rights, which is nonsense. It's distraction. The trans agenda, nonsense. Distraction. The race war, nonsense. It's distraction. All the while, the financial institutions are destroying your livelihood, destroying everything that you've worked hard to not only build, but they've worked hard to destroy everything that you believe in. Unity is the hill we die on. Get the memo. Every week it's without fail, every time I do one of these, there's a litany of emails of people that tell me I'm not a Christian. There's a litany of emails that tell me that I'm a shill. There's a litany of people that tell me that I just like hearing myself talk. Okay, everybody's got an opinion. But at some point, you have to check your ego and your opinion at the door, and you have to work with other people. You can decide how that goes. But I'm telling you, the clock's ticking. And time is running out. And not everybody can be in charge. Not everybody's going to be Patton. Not everybody's going to be George Washington. There's got to be doers, and there's got to be a few leaders, and there's got to be a call to arms. And to me, that call to arms right now is our children. They're going after our children. That's unacceptable to me under any circumstances. And I'm not talking teenagers. They sexualized teenagers long ago using social media. I'm talking about little kids. And this whole pedophiles are now minor attracted persons. No, they're fucking pedophiles. We need to call them what they are. Fucking sick, twisted fucks who like to fuck little kids and stop screwing around, talking around it. You want to know why I'm so raw? It's because of that stupid shit. They soften the language and everybody's like, well, I don't want to offend anybody. What happened to the days where we'd get in people's faces and we would actually back them down into a corner? You know why the left is doing what they're doing? Because they've been emboldened, because Republicans and conservatives sit on their ass and appease these people. Stop being nice to these motherfuckers. Every single one of them is an entitled fucking five-year-old that's a pedophile. Call them what they are. They're fucking pedophiles. Or you can sit around and post some memes to Twitter. It's up to you. There's a reason why all of this is happening. And if we talk to the problem, we band together, we unite as a country, we unite not as conservatives, not as liberals, not as Christians, as Muslims or Jews. We unite as Americans under a single banner. And that banner is the Constitution. We have the document that we need to rally around. We have the belief system and the moral compass right in front of us. We just need to put our differences aside and work together. That's the secret sauce. There's not a hell of a lot more to it. And every day that goes by and we're not doing anything, we're not organizing, we're not working together, is another day that the left and the communists in DC and the Chinese have to disrupt our operations. Every single day. So you can think what you want of me. I could give two shits. But I can tell you what I'm going to do. You go after my kids, I will fuck you up. It's that simple. I already drew my line in the sand. And at some point, we can wait for a catalyst. I think they're just going to do something stupid, to be honest with you. But the one thing we need to be doing right now as a population is uniting and working together. Not trying to convince people that there's a conspiracy, not trying to convince people and wake them up. Fuck them. They're not awake. Fuck them. Like all those people I saw today, blissfully unaware. And my brother was like, hey, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm not doing shit. I'm going to keep talking to the people that I know are awake, get them to organize. And yeah, I know F-16. I know everybody's awake in this crowd, but I know there's new people listening. You know why I know that? Because the numbers for these videos and these sit reps have gone from, you'd be surprised, gone from like 500-600 when I started this to over 28,000. Yeah, new people are listening. And more importantly, there's a lot of people that are listening that aren't saying anything. They're not coming to live chats. They're not quietly organized in the background. But there's a whole swath of people that are looking for what to do, where to do it. And even today, I've been doing this 3 years. And even today, I have people sending me, what's the list of stuff I need from the shit fairy so I can survive this? Even today, I'm getting those messages. I don't know where to start. I don't know where to look for good information. Every single day, I get at least 50 of those. So you're not the only one in this crowd. And by the way, I do this show, so Chris has the right music. It's all about Chris's music taste. So I am right on board with that. So I'll make sure that I play something good from the 80s every single time I do a sit rep. The point is, and all kidding aside, the point is, the word is getting out and people are looking for and hungry for some place where somebody's talking about what they should be paying attention to. And right now, SCOTUS ruling, no ruling, it's not signal. The signal right now, what's going on the ground in Ukraine? The Russians are on the move. They're not moving quickly, but they're moving. The second thing is disclosures around the vaccines and the court cases in different countries now are coming to fruition, and they're starting to turn the tide against the pharmaceuticals and against the federal governments. Specifically in Australia, there was a court case where the judge ruled that individuals that were harmed by the vaccine could go after the federal government and local, I believe it was local as well as federal, for vaccine injuries. That'll open the floodgates for litigation against both the states and against the municipalities. That's a huge, huge piece of signal. The second thing is, second or third, I can't remember where I'm at, but the other part of that signal is the disclosures around what happened with 2020. We haven't seen the last of that. Get away from the Epstein stuff. That's not signal. Until they drop the list and the videotapes, that's not signal anymore. That's just noise now. The manifest, the black book is not as important as the flight manifest, because the flight manifest to the island, those are signal, because it shows who participated with Epstein and went there knowingly. And thanks, Chris. Appreciate you telling me which music's appropriate. Too funny. The other signal that most people aren't paying attention to is watch what's going on with Bitcoin. Cryptocurrency in and of itself, I'm not a crypto guy. I don't believe in crypto. I think it's based on it's money after foolishness. First of all, what was the problem with Bitcoin when it first came out? You couldn't use it for anything. All you could do is trade in it. Yeah, a lot of people made money with Bitcoin, but you still can't buy anything with it. Only very few places will allow you to trade Bitcoin for an actual commodity until they solve that problem. And plus, crypto's not backed by anything. Now, the dollar's not backed by anything, but the crypto's not backed by anything. It's just digits. I'm not a fan of crypto. And I'm not a fan of crypto because crypto in and of itself lends itself to manipulation. And that we need to decentralize all the control status and control grids all around us. And we need to decentralize to the lowest possible level to take away all the power from the elite in DC and the power of the elite in Europe. Once we do that, they will not be able to consolidate and do the things they're doing now. And the other thing that we need to do is we need to start investing in conservative companies and conservative groups that are actually doing things to hire conservative people and build our own ecosystem and our own economy completely outside of the facade. If you notice that, and this is something that I noticed just in the last couple of days, I've been watching some of the older movies. I've been watching some of the older documentaries back into the 80s. And I can tell you that a lot of these narratives started in the 70s, 60s and 70s. So a lot of the stuff that we're seeing right now has led people down the road to sign up for this ecosystem that they've created. And where the disruption has occurred is when people have gone outside of that. And I'll use Minds as an example. Minds is a decentralized social media platform. At some point, they are going to take down either cells, internet, or both at the same time. There will be some kind, my view is, and this is just my opinion, I'm watching the narratives around cyber attacks. I'm watching the narratives around social media. I'm watching the narratives around the malfeasance related to the election system and the voting system. And there is going to be a time where somebody discloses how all that occurred in 2020, as well as who was directly involved. And it's going to spread like wildfire. And their knee-jerk reaction is going to be some kind of a feigned cyber attack where they take down the entire grid so they can control the narrative and drive everybody back to mainstream media. It's not going to work, because at some point, the decentralized the decentralized platforms will again take over. And they're going to try and pull videos. They're going to try and pull content so that they can control the narrative. And that's where our own ecosystem will pay big dividends. We have a decentralized ecosystem where we can control who has the content, who doesn't have the content, meaning how the content's distributed. So everybody has a copy of it so they can't try and pull it off of one server. You can't pull content like you recall an email. If you use Exchange, you try and recall an email, it doesn't pull it back. It'll go out to all the inboxes it can talk to and delete it. But if you have, 50 million inboxes with that email and there's a video attached to it, guess what? They can't pull them all back. And that's what we need to get to as far as an ecosystem so that we can control the flow of information and make sure it can't be disrupted. That's what I mean by control, who gets it, who doesn't. We control the fact that everybody gets a copy of it that wants a copy of it, and they can't recover it. That's the only way around the control grid. And then the other thing is that we need to create an ecosystem and a financial system that's based on real assets and based on real things and trades and real goods and services. Because look, one thing I do know about this crowd, F16, is that this crowd is a builder crowd. There's a lot of builders in this crowd, people that know how to do things and build things. And I'm reminded of that every time I ask a question. Like, I don't know anything about the nuclear industry. I know nothing about it. I don't know how nuclear power works. I don't know how plants are managed. And I asked one question, and I had probably 12 different responses from very knowledgeable people willingly giving up the information. That's what we have on our side. We have developers, we have coders, we have plumbers, we have HVAC guys, we have mechanics, we have pilots, we have heavy equipment operators, we've got truck drivers, you name it. The builder class is here. That's what we have going on our side. And we need to dumb it down and make it very simple for everybody to grasp so everybody can rally around it. Not make it so complex that people don't understand it. Make it very easy for everybody and make it user-friendly. And I guarantee you that ecosystem will take off like wildfire. One of the problems I've seen with all these veteran and patriot-based groups is they make belonging and bartering and trading in that system too fucking hard for people to use it and make it usable. It needs to be very, very usable. There's the troll. Bye-bye, troll. The point that makes us different from the elite is the elite creates bullshit. That's all they do. The only thing they create is fear and bullshit. We create actual physical infrastructure, goods and services, and we have very knowledgeable people. The thing we're missing is the unity. We get the unity piece sorted out, and guess what? You're going to see things change rapidly. And it'll change rapidly, and the elite won't know what to do with it. That's the next part of this. And I would hope, despite all of that, that in your local area, you're ferreting out people. Because I hear routinely, well, there's no conservatives in my area. There's no conservatives in my area. Look, I can walk down the street in Washington State, in any neighborhood, and probably find and point out two or three conservatives in that neighborhood, at least. The problem that conservatives had, in addition to not engaging like the left does, is that we don't advertise. We not only do we not advertise, we don't engage. We don't go down the street and make human connections. That's what's gonna help us win the fight, is making human connections. That's why I've been talking about it for months and months and months and months and months. You gotta make human connections. Those human connections will pay dividends later on down the road. And every single one of us, all of us, are terrible at that. Last night I had dinner with somebody. I went shooting yesterday and had dinner with somebody that I'd never met before. Spent the evening with them, and I found out a couple of, was reminded of a couple of very important things. And that is, most Americans don't know their neighbors. A few do, but most Americans don't. We don't take the time to cultivate those relationships. Okay, you're in farm country. Go to church. Go to a community center. I know you have community centers out there. There's tons of places surfing to find people. Be creative. You can do it. There's tons of people out there that don't engage with their neighbors. And one of the comments that he made last night was, hey, since my divorce, I don't have a lot of friends. And my question back to him is, what have you done to go cultivate friendships? What have you done to go out and to meet people? What have you done to go outside of your comfort zone? And, I make it a point when I go out to talk to people around me, to make conversation, to try and figure out who's around, make it a point to do that. And you have to do that at least once a day. Make it a point to engage other people. Because that's how you're going to find the right people around you. It's how you're going to find people that are like-minded. And once you find one, you'll find two others. They'll have two friends, then they'll have two friends, and they'll have two friends. Pretty soon, you got a band, man. That's how it has to go. And look, this is going to get worse and worse and worse as the months go by. And I still believe, and I'm okay if I'm wrong, that March, this month or next month, there's going to be some kind of an event. What that event is, how big that is, the scope of it doesn't matter, but I see that happening. And like every other time I've said that, everybody thinks I'm crazy, but I'm watching the reactions and I'm seeing that they're getting more and more desperate to do something to recapture the cultural narrative. And until they do, that desperation is only going to grow. So use the time you have right now and stop. Look, if my language offends you, you need to find another fucking channel, because I am steadfast into talking to the problem. If you think that you're on some Christian journey and you don't want to swear, good for you. Go do your Christian journey. But until you start talking to the problem, guess what? You're going to keep seeing the same pattern of behavior happening over and over and over again. And it doesn't mean you have to swear. It means you have to talk to the problem. And you have to talk to the problem directly. Until we start doing that, until we start taking back our country, guess what? They're going to keep marching the way they're going. They're emboldened, and they don't feel like there's any accountability, because there isn't. We have to hold them accountable. First part of that means we have to be organized, and we have to start organizing our local community, and we need to start building coalitions of people. And until we do that, guess what? We're just watching our country go to shit. That's the bottom line. So lose the fear. Lose the idea that you're going to go hide. You're going to go hide and ride this out. That's not going to happen. Those days are over. Those days ended on November 9th, 2022. That's when that ended. Now we're in the second American Revolution. And guess what? It is what it is. You can't change. You can bitch about it all you want, but you can't change it. And there's going to be, probably in the next couple of weeks, I'm telling you, there's going to be another disclosure around Obama's malfeasance. And anytime you see that, you need to spread it as far and as wide as you can. That's for damn sure. But lose the fear, folks, because the fight's coming whether you like it or not. Go out and make human connections. Be creative about where you go. And I guarantee you there's conservatives around you. No matter what you think, there's conservatives around you. Even in Washington State and Oregon, there's conservatives. You can find them. You may have to travel a little ways to get to them, but you can find them. And as always, one team, one fight. God bless everyone. I'll be back Wednesday. And, I don't know who's going to be on the roundtable this week, to be honest with you. I got a lot of feedback on the last roundtable. I got a lot of feedback from Well, I got chills and everything else. But the point is that I don't know who's going to be here this week. And I've extended invitations to just about everybody. I think it was a good show last week. I think there was a lot of conversation that we weren't able to have. And I'll try and bring it back up to the 10,000 foot level for everybody who's non-military, because I think that was one of the biggest pieces of feedback, was that it was too deep. And we'll bring it up to 10,000 foot level. But I'll be back Wednesday at 4 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Eastern time, and 5 o'clock Arizona Racist time, and 6 o'clock Central. God bless everyone. One team, one fight.